Good morning. We take a few moments every Sunday to reflect from Scripture on the things we just sung about. There's an important question that every human must answer. It is a fundamental question. It is a life and death question. It is a question of eternal significance. The question is this: how can a sinful human be made right before a holy God? How is it that a sinful person like me, like you, can be right before a holy God? There are many human remedies to this question which will have no effect. Some would deny sin altogether. It's something akin to denying gravity and jumping off of a building. Some would redefine sin according to their own standards. Some would compare their sin to other sin and assume that, relatively speaking, they're not that bad and not worthy of judgment. Some would normalize or minimize sin because of the universal nature of it. Hey, since we're all sinners, how can God single me out for my sin? Some would cover sin like Adam and Eve in the garden, like every other human religion attempts to do. Some would try to make up for sin through human achievement, human so-called righteousness. And none of these so-called remedies have any effect on the justice of God. And some would attempt more blasphemous remedies to change the very nature of God himself, to assume that God is other than he is, to in fact make an idol in the mind, to assume that God does not love what is good, to assume that God is not just, to assume that God does not seek to forgive through the blood price of his Son, or to assume that God is content to leave a sinful humanity as they are, to leave things the way they are now. Well, none of those things are true about God, and so no change in God's nature is an actual remedy to the problem of how a sinful human being is made right before a holy God. But my friends, there is a remedy provided by God himself, the only hope that we have. And it is in the blood price paid by his own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to look at 1 Peter 3:18 this morning. In 1 Peter 3:18, God himself answers this very question with the only answer that can suffice, the only answer that can satisfy the needs of justice and the needs of forgiveness. God must be just. And if we are to be in his presence and enjoy it, we must be forgiven. Here is the solution. 1 Peter 3:18, Christ, that is Messiah Jesus, suffered for sins once, the just for the unjust, to bring us to God. Jesus the Messiah suffered for sins. Why did Jesus suffer for sins? He was God in the flesh. He never sinned. He was a stranger to sin. His lips never uttered a tainted word. His mind never entertained a foul thought. As Charles Spurgeon has said, Satan's sparks fell on Christ's soul like fire dripping into an ocean. There was no sin in him. Why did Jesus suffer for sin? Well, he suffered for the sins he never committed. He suffered as a substitute for the sins of others. He suffered for the sins of anyone who would believe in him for salvation. And he did suffer. He suffered the shame and ignominy of the death of a common criminal. He was despised by men, and worse than that, he was rejected by God, abandoned by his Father, who poured out his wrath against our sin on his Son. He suffered for sin. And he suffered as the just for the unjust. The irony of the answer to the question, how is a sinful man made right before a holy God? The irony of the answer and the beauty of the answer is that the just and holy God Himself, who is a stranger to sin, comes in the flesh and becomes sin on our behalf so that we might become His righteousness. You see, the only way that you and I have any hope of standing before God in all of His holiness is if we ourselves are clothed in that holiness, that goodness, that beauty, that excellence that only He can provide. The only thing that you and I ever bring to God's table in this transaction is ugliness, sin, wretchedness, hopelessness, helplessness, inability, and need. And God brings everything. And why did He do this? Why did Jesus the Messiah suffer for sins, the just in the place of the unjust? And Peter tells us, He did this to bring us to God. That is the good news. The good news is not simply that we would have sins forgiven, not simply that you would be a new creature and have a new life and have a clean slate and be declared righteous. But all of those things have this great so that, this great end, this great and glorious promise. We get God. Jesus did these things to bring us to Him. And He is the fulfillment and the satisfier of everything that every human has looked for and everything else other than Him. He is the fullness and the completion of all of our hope and desire. He is the giver of all good things. He's the source of all good things. And He desires to give of Himself to any who would come to Him. Friend, if you have never yet found God through Jesus Christ, you're missing everything. But it is available for you today. If you will turn and believe in the blood price paid by God's Son at the cross for you, today you can have eternal life. Today you can have God. Today you can have forgiveness of sin. Today God will be pleased to call you a son or a daughter in Him. Will you come to Jesus? In a moment we're going to pass out some juice and some bread. They are tangible physical reminders of a crushed body and spilt blood on our behalf. If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, we invite you to take these and remember Him. You don't have to be a member of Grace Bible Church. You just have to be a member of Jesus Christ. You have to have turned from your sin. You must love Him. You must trust in Him and in Him only for forgiveness. He is your access to God. Take this juice and this bread and enjoy your forgiveness and enjoy your fellowship with Him. If you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, we would just ask you not to take these tangible symbols of what He has done, because it is not yet for you. But today can be a day of salvation for you. And even if you would turn and believe in Him today, partake of these symbols as an expression of your repentance and faith in the only hope there is for salvation from sin and from the wrath of God, and enjoy newness of life. The men will come now and distribute the juice and the bread. There will be a few moments of silence where you can pray, reflect on what Jesus has done. Let me invite you to confess any sin that you know about and turn and enjoy Jesus' forgiveness. And when you've done examining your own heart, take the elements on your own.